What's up, everybody? Colonel Corey coming at you for podcast numero ocho, podcast number eight. We're rolling through these, and today I wanted to catch y'all up and finish the story I've been talking about for the past two episodes, and that was kind of me getting into content and up to now. So, in the last episode, we left off at the pretty much at the end of 2019, so 2020 up to now, we're going to catch y'all up, give you the quick rundown. So, in 2020, it was probably March, you know, I had seen this esports place around me, and so then I looked up the place online, you know, signed up to kind of go see it. So then I went, met the owner, did all that, joined the team, and basically when I met the person, you know, when I met Rob or Street Taco Eater, who owns Delta V Esports, I realized, I'm like, okay, you know, it got my mind thinking of like kind of what I need to do in order to make it now as a content creator versus what it used to be, you know. He kind of was like, oh, well, you need to be on, like, being on TikTok was big. And so I was like, damn, I was like, I do need to get on TikTok. I was like, I know all these kids when I was substitute teaching were always on TikTok. So it makes sense. So it got me on TikTok, got me thinking, like, you know, I need to put out posts daily. And it's like multiple times a day. He showed me Gary Vee, more in depth on Gary Vee. I had seen him once in a Call of Duty live stream for the opening weekend, but I really didn't know who he was. So he showed me a sort of like a slideshow on how to put out a ton of content in one day. And so that has kind of been my mindset, you know, put out as much as I can and kind of do as much as I can. And by do, I mean like, you know, podcast, YouTube videos, Instagram posts, this, that, all of it. So basically, I was at Delta V, and I've sort of had distanced myself once I realized that I wasn't going to be streaming up there regularly because I wasn't a PC player. So I wasn't, even though they had super nice PCs, it wasn't something I was ever using. Whereas I could just stream at home and play Xbox, and it was easier because it was kind of a hassle to think about taking all my stuff there and streaming there. And then sort of, and the past few months, I've sort of refocused more on myself, and I'm like, okay, I need to worry about putting up content. So I've set a schedule. It's like I try to wake up at 8, put up a piece of content. So it's like if I have work at 11 or 12, I can put up one or two things before I ever go to work. And then, you know, when I get off work, go and post that. And then I try to not get so caught up on making it something super hard or super, you know, it took super time consuming. So I'll like take a tweet, you know, post a picture of a tweet, take an excerpt from a podcast or something, just something to vary it up because I don't want to spam. And when I say spam, what I think is like, I don't want you to go to my channel and the past 30 posts all be video game clips of Fortnite or something like that. I want it to be varying constantly where it's like, you have to scroll through my page to sort of realize, okay, he's doing a lot of different things, and you can always sort of, I want as many ways for people to find me and reach me and connect as possible. So I've really reset my focus and kind of hammered down and like, I'm on this much of a schedule and I'm trying to do this. And so now that I've caught you up on the story of kind of how I got into all this and how we got to 2020, August now, but I want to kind of show you the road to the future. And sort of my plan is kind of to document the podcast, use the podcast to document my content as I go on. So today would be a Sunday, so I would probably plan, or today would be Monday, so streams tonight, probably end with something like that, and then kind of recap what happened over the weekend. So, you know, I had a YouTube post, worked on some other stuff, so tonight when I get home, I'm probably planning on working on maybe my Twitch panels at some point. So just things like that. Keep you up to date on what little changes I'm making. So you kind of, someone can go back and see the roadmap of how we got to where we are. So tonight, streaming. Tomorrow, I'll recap the stream on the podcast. Hope you enjoyed. Hope to see you in stream tonight. Peace.